The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the hosts, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to Beyond Beauty, Season 1, Episode 6. This is your host, Ellen Laura. In tonight's episode, let's dive into some ideas how to harness positive energy for the new year through the ancient art of feng shui. Stay tuned for insights that go beyond beauty. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Ito po uli ang inyong host, Ellen Laura. At binabati ko ang lahat ng nanonood ng Beyond Beauty dito sa TNC ng manigong bagong taon. Happy 2024 po sa lahat! Nako, dito sa mga nanonood sa Pinas, sa US, sa Europe, Middle East at Southeast Asia. Nako, katatapos lang ang New Year celebration. Kumusta naman ang lahat? But I'm sure, mas excited kayo paano gumanda at maging mas positive ang prosperous ang ating 2024, di ba? So let's get ready to discover the keys to balance, harmony, and radiant new beginning for 2024. So now, ladies and gentlemen, join me in tonight's episode with our special guest. She's the feng shui consultant of the famous Crowne Plaza, the biggest airport hotel in the Singapore. So friends, let us all welcome Miss Ara Manalili. Now joining me here at Luray Institute, nako, ako'y nagpapasalamat at binigyan mo kami ng time, Miss Ara Manalili. Welcome!
It's a pleasure to be here in your show, Miss Ellie. And congratulations to Beyond Beauty and more
Thank
power
you.
To your program. And Happy New Year to everyone, you know, and so glad that to be here in your show.
Thank you, Miss Ara. So, kanina nga, yun sa intro ko, no, everyone's asking for sure, paano maging prosperous ang 2024 and paano magkaroon ng balance harmony sa taong 2024? So, ako naniniwala at marami tayong mga nanonood ngayon na gusto nilang matuto, no, paano ba mag-attract ng positive energy sa buhay nila this year. So, perfect po ang ating guest ngayon si Miss Ara because she's really a consultant of everyone and even mga hotels. Ayan, marami mga personalities, businessmen, and other companies po seek advice from her. And we're really honored that nabipagbigyan niya tayo today, ano? And ayan, Naku, simulan na natin ang bagong
yes.
yung first question.
Kasi yes.
ito yung mga, I think, ang mga gusto ng mga viewers natin malaman. No? So, yung mga individuals kasi, how does someone utilize feng shui principles? Paano mag-invite ng positive energy for a transformation sa buhay nila? And how to embrace this year, 2024? Paano ba? Like for me, kumbawa, this year is, I know, nag-iba-iba kasi ang mga goals natin per year, no? So, in feng shui, paano ba ito makakatulong para mas maging positive pa yung ating energies. Ayan.
Yeah. Actually, feng shui, before we go through this question, feng shui means wind and water. Mm-hmm. It's a science of arrangement. Scientific po siya. We don't do anything like predictions or fortune telling. We do a proper calculations and analyzations regarding to your personal directions and pattern po ito sa property ninyo, sa bahay, sa opisina, or saan man environment meron tayo. We do have to calculate everything to get the accuracy of the energy. Kung halimbawa po nangangailangan ng panibagong energy towards to the new year 2024, let's welcome the Dragon Wood this coming 10, no? 10 February 2024. Ayan nang yung secret friend, Dragon, Miss Ellie.
I'm
so,
what?
Yes.
Ano ba ako?
the dragon and the snake are in the house of the wealth area.
Ayan,
so, everybody is wanting to have a transformation because January is number one, right? And then we celebrate number one again. 111. So, what are our priorities to be number one in our life? Siyempre, health is wealth. So, kailangan kung ano yung ginawa natin for the past few years, that will be our rewarding for the next another 20 years. Dahil natapos na yung cycle, there would be another cycle, Dragonwood plus the cycle, new cycle of 9, another 20 years. Yan, nagsabihin may panibagong cycle of luck. Lahat ng fireborn, earthborn, woodborn will be beneficial on this fire energy for the next 20 years, right? So, yung dragon wood is about beauty, people, you know, lahat tayo are wanting to have a life. And this life is about, you know, organic, nature, wood. It's beyond beauty, you know, we have to invest everything. So, tourism, solar, technology, everything about fire and wood, plus the beneficial of the earth energy is about your asset. So what is your asset from the earth? For example, your property can be cultivated, no? Makikinabang tayo doon kung ano man meron tayo sa property natin, gawin po natin siyang negosyo. Pakinabangan natin kung nasaan man tayo, nangungupahan man tayo, kahit saan tayo, gamitin natin yung skills natin, yung pagiging entrepreneur. Kaya napaka lucky ko to have this one of my best friends. And all throughout the years, I'm so glad that she has her show. And let's, you know, support her. And then let's embrace the transformation of the new year to become leaders. You know, fire is about leadership. So, kailangan nangunguna na tayo ngayon. Huwag din na natin hintayin yung iba. Tayo na ngayon. No, manguna na tayo. Number one, that is new year, panibagong taon. Kung ano yung mga priorities ninyo sa buhay, magmahal, you know, stay in love, magpatawad, di ba? And let's embrace the new wealth. Siyempre, kamasabay tayo sa digital era, you know, and the children should be more disciplined when it comes to this technology kasi yung values is very important. The family togetherness. Kahit saan tayo pumunta, di ba? Yes, all throughout the world.
Yan, ako. First question pa lang, ang dami mo nang nasabi, Ms. Sarah. I'm sure marami pa kayong mga questions. So you can just, you know, send your questions to Ms. Ara.
Leave your comments.
Ms. Pero, okay. This year ng dragon, tama? Dragon year ngayon. Anong element siya? Why are you saying that magbe-benefit si fire? Like me, I'm a snake fire.
Yeah. Actually, no? Si Dragon Wood will start on February 10, 2024. The year end of February 9 is the last cycle of the earth element. So, tapos na po yung 20 years na earth element, no? So yung earth is our property, yung ano yung sipag natin. And the reward is the 9. The last cycle is 9. Means fire. Mag-fire up lahat. Sabihin, mamumunga na lahat. It will become a multiplier and a completion lock. Sabihin, kung ano hindi natin natapos sa 8th cycle ng earth, matatapos natin ng mas mabilis towards to the new cycle. Sabihin, kung may pagbabago, please, let's start within ourselves. We don't have to start with others, right? Kung anong meron tayo, we have to celebrate and appreciate. Kung may kakulangan, magdagdag.
That's why
we have to multiply our friendship. Kasi, syempre, kahit ano tayo, it's not what we know, eh. It's who we know, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's the connection, right? So, we have to connect to our friends and family and more friends beyond all throughout the world that we have to reconnect our ability. Hindi na tayo pwedeng nakatago lang. You know, the dragon is malaki siya eh. Sa lahat ng Zodiac, siya yung pinakamalaki. Bakit hindi siya nag-number one? Kasi sa race, kasi meron po kasi nasusunog the village. The dragon has to come there and patayin yung apoy.
Yan pa yung kwento?
Yeah. Kaya si Rat yung nauna sa race, right?
Oh, okay.
So, pang 5 si Dragonwood.
Mm-hmm.
So, bakit siya yung pinakamalaki, powerful, right? And very lucky, but wala siya. Kasi inuna niya munang tumulong sa iba. To save a lot of people. So, kaya siya number 5. But towards that, ang Pilipinas or Southeast Asia is the house of the dragon and the snake. Kaya nga, they are in the wealth area. Kung mapapansin ninyo, lagi pong may dragon and snake to have the power and the authority and the leadership. That's why ito yung transformation for us to be more knowledgeable, maging matalino tayo sa lahat ng bagay. Kaya para hindi tayo napag-iiwanan. So the wood element is the new transition for after 60 years. So may cycle tayo pag bagong taon lagi. Mayroon tayong history before. 60 years bago ulit na ulit ang Dragon Wood.
So, Dragon Wood this 2024,
yes.
Ms. Ara.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So, sa 2024 Year of the Dragon, ano ba ang mga nakikita mong mas mag-aangat na industry dito sa Pilipinas? And ano ba ang mga aangat na mga products or innovations? Meron ka bang mga nakikita since Year of the Dragon?
Yes.
I know that it's not a prediction, but then this is like a science that's been studied not even way back century ago, diba? So, ano ba ang mga naaral na ng feng shui dito na itong 2024, ano bang magbe-benefit sa atin? Lalo na sa Pilipinas, gusto nating malaman yan, diba?
Yes, okay. So the 2024, we have 5 industries. And that is the fire industry, which are more the leaders, technology, digital, solar, AI, everything about digital automation. Mm. So our skills should be more into that. Kailangan itrain na natin yung mga bata about this skill para lumawak din tayo at makasabay. So yung mga fire are the leaders who would be the one to set us a role model na ito na yung kailangan natin para umangat din yung economy natin.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I know this towards the upcoming 20 years, the leaders and the government will start to have more equipped machines and everything will turn out to be digital to become more resilient. Iksabihin, kakayanin natin at efficient para mas kapabilis ang trabaho. Alright? That's the fire
technology.
In
technology.
Yes.
Yeah, that's technology.
Yes. Technology.
Okay, that's right.
And then, discipline sa technology. And then fire also is all about love, you know, it's spiritual. So higher energy towards spirituality, magbabalik loob talaga yung mga tao towards their passion to God. And then yung fire, yung marami, oo. So kailangan natin i-stronger yung ganyan. And then the industry of the fire is the airline industry. So, kaya marami tayo nakikitang mga pagbabago towards the airlines lang lalo sa Pilipinas.
So, babalik na ulit ang mga travel dito. Magkakaroon na ng mga...
Tourism.
Oh, so makakapag-attract tayo ng maraming tourism.
Yes, that's the balance of the wood is about health. Yes, wood means health. It means there will be a lot of international mobile technology regarding health.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, marami yan. So, lahat ng mga apps na para maging makapag-create
mag-boom
tayo. Mga, paano ba yung mga vegan ngayon na marin na nakikita ko, mga nagiging vegan, marami na rin, ha?
Yeah, actually,
nagiging
we're,
healthy
yeah.
na more conscious sila. So, yan ba is dahil
we
sa
have
wood
to,
element?
Yeah, the wood element is a transition to become more, the our spiritual energy should boost more on the organic. The We have to celebrate the gift of God, the trees, you know. Everything is gift. But the temple of our body is the gift of God. So we have to be careful on what we eat and what we have, right? So time also is very important. So kailangan organized tayo dyan. So when it comes to the wood, mga artista, celebrity, yan, about health and hospitals, clinics, it's all about wellness and beauty. So yan ang number one na papasok sa 2024. So it's a celebration na lahat ng tao will come back more like this technology. It will be more like a little bit of you know, galactic beauty.
Ako.
You know, and very advanced. You would see the transition, but we have to balance in between, right? So this transition is so nice, but we have to keep the balance. And then the water energy, because will help us more now, because the water is the wealth energy, and that is our pera. So we check your house. Check your place. If there's a stagnant water, di ba? Yung canal, or barado ba siya? When you go out, kailangan, it adds to our energy. So,
that goes with my next question nga. Yun nga. So, what are the adjustments or kaya, ano bang mga enhancement para mas maganda yung ating working place or kaya living place to promote harmony in this 2024?
Yes, the water.
So, magsimula muna tayo siguro sa work area kasi yan ang karamihan. Lahat lumalabas na para magtrabaho. In a work area, ano ba ang mga dapat na enhancement or ano ba yung mga dapat natin adjust para mas maging prosperous yung business?
Yeah, the water industry, it will add to the commercial or any businesses because the water has been trapped for another 20 years from the earth cycle. That's why we have a lot of you know, circumstances na bitin yung pera natin. We don't have, you know, a little bit of emergency money because the water is trapped by the soil, by the earth. So this is the good flow of the energy. So yung wealth energy, like the banks, you know, that is flow. That's why they call it current or river bank. That's why they call it that way. So the money is starting to flow now.
Oh,
it's like a nourishment, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's the exciting part of the kaya yung mga shipping nag-stop din sila, nagkaroon ng problema during the pandemic. But right now, there's a good flow of energy. You know, the flow of energy start with your house, your office, check everything. Yung sink ba, barado ba, may leak ba dyan?
Oh, nako.
You know?
So that means kailangan i-repair natin yung may mga sira
yes.
doon sa ating mga lababo,
yes.
yan, sa mga pintuan. So yun palang basic.
Yes.
So everything you have to fix para mas maganda yung energy flow.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, may natututunan kayo kay Ms. Ara.
And then next is our bank, you know. It's our, how we save our money.
So, ito. Paano makapag-attract ng mas maraming savings?
Okay.
Diba? Gusto
okay,
natin
yes.
Okay.
Of course, tapos na yung problema doon sa bara ng water. Now, the bank is like, we are the bank. Meaning, how much money that we have in our bank. So we really have to check. We have to check, di ba? We have to check that it will multiply. Meaning, yung psychological learning of money, yung money kasi, it's a current. It's a kuryente, di ba? So when we hold it, we have to feel the money. Kasi, di ba? Sabihin, when it comes to you, like any currency, we have to feel it. Kasi sometimes hindi na natin na-feel, right? Like when we gastos online na. So parang okay lang nang okay.
Wait. So ibig mo sabihin, Ms. Ara, kapag pumasok sa atin yung ating income,
yeah.
i-enjoy mo muna.
Yes.
I-feel ko muna, hindi ko muna pakakawalan.
Hindi.
Bago ko ikaw
yes.
bayad.
Yeah.
Ano, no?
Yeah.
Kumbaga, i-feel ko yung energy
kasi
niya.
Kasi may amo din siya eh. May master din
what
siya.
What do you mean?
Like you own the money, right? So the money circulates. That's why there's a good flow of money.
You mean kapag na-receive ko yung aking income or meron akong
you have to be grateful.
So parang I'll be more thankful to God
yes.
and pray for it
yes.
that meron tayong na-receive.
Yes.
That's more important.
Yes.
yes. And I understand dapat lahat tayo, yan ang ating unang
maging
mindset.
Yes.
Maging thankful, grateful
yes.
sa lahat ng na-receive
yes.
in kind or in cash.
Yes. Tama. Diba? And so what we receive, that is our wealth. And then we say thank you to the money. And then when we give out the money, we say thank you ulit. Kasi masaya siya eh. Diba? Ay,
celebrate pa. Yeah, I have money.
Diba? Okay. When we give, we're so happy. And then we receive again. Kasi nagdala na siya ng maraming barkada. Ay, gusto niya ako, love niya ako. Babalik yung marami niyang friends. Kaya alam na nararamdaman niya, ay, ito na naman siya, gagastos na naman, bayad na naman sa utang, ayoko na sa kanya. Kaya nga nagtatampo rin.
I know. So meaning, enjoy natin pag naka-receive tayo ng ating monthly salary, yes, or kayong mga project.
Any gift na we receive, and when we give, and when we receive.
Tatampo rin palang pera.
Yes, because that's a currency, right?
Okay, so, currency.
Yes, that's
okay.
Why we have different currencies. We have European and anything. Any kind of money, that's a currency, it's an energy.
So yeah, money, ang pinaka-secret ng magandang energy para mag-flow sa atin when it comes to money is i-celebrate, i-acknowledge natin. And we should be grateful, yes, sabi nga ni Miss Ara, na meron tayong nare-receive para mas marami pa tayo ma-receive.
More.
Yes, okay.
So that's very
important. So another, ano po, yung mga kinakailangan natin na mas i-enhance pa sa pagdating sa bahay. So meron ba para mas maging,
number one,
may magandang harmony sa family. Yeah, may awa yan.
Yung mga disharmony, actually, kulang na tayo sa dasal. Kasi our heart is the center of our body. So, heart is the house. That is our center, di ba? The mommy, the daddy, and the children. So, we have to start cleaning the place. That is our temple, our place. So, beyond that, we have to check also our altars. Kung maayos na ba, yung mga bulaklak. Kailangan we have to keep the, you know, the loving feeling. Kasi, through that, we have to regenerate the vibration through sounds, through
sounds,
prayers.
What? Okay, so not music, but the sounds of our voice that we're asking for above, right? Okay, number so prayer.
Number one is prayer, our faith. And then second is the music para mawala lahat yung stagnant energy. Mm. And then the incense and the candles, because maraming in there. It's very important. You know, you've been doing that for the longest time.
Yeah, I like music. Yeah. So I always play music in the morning while meditating. Yes. Praying.
Yes. Because there are certain stagnant areas sa bahay natin na hindi natin ginagamit. Saan buksan natin yung ilaw? You know, para mawala yung stagnant area.
Eh, nagtitipid ako sa araw. Paano?
Hindi, bigyan mo lang ng konting panahon.
Ah, okay.
Na lumiwanan.
And then patayin ko na.
Yes.
Okay.
Kasi para maramdaman naman ng house na meron kasi tayong tatay, nanay, ate, kuya, may wealth and happiness and love life. Meron tayong mga rooms for that na kailangan minsan, hindi naman tayo na po feng shui, but of course, it's a common sense like, uy, stag na tong area na to, we have to put a little bit of light, linisin natin, sumasabay doon sa katawan natin. No? Kapag may malungkot sa bahay, malungkot din tayo. Nagbabara din yun. So there are some, you know, consciousness natin na, oo nga, no? Minsan, pagpasok mo, ang gulo na. Pagkita mo sa kanila, magulo na. So damay-damay na yung gulo, di ba?
So, yung feng shui din pala, Miss R, it's more of palang how to balance it. Dapat may cleansing ka.
Yes.
So, everything you have to clean. So, importante yan, parang walang bara.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think lahat dapat ma-practice
that's,
natin
that's
yan.
That's number one in Japan also. And kasi kanila, the bathroom is so important.
You know?
Gusto nila, pagdagising nila, pagligo nila, nililis talaga nila bago sila aalis.
Why?
Sige Because the water is wealth, right? Uh-huh. And then when the water room is dirty, that is dirty money. You flush it out and then you attract unexpected flash out of wealth. Marami tayong may mga expenses tayo. Sa napunta. So, meron pala tayong certain area of our place. The bathroom, hindi lang siya basta bathroom. We have to, di ba, dan tayo naglilinis, dan tayo, di ba?
Nagki-cleanse
tayo dyan. But of course, meron din palang energy dyan na nagbabantay. Kaya sa kanila, meron silang God of Toilet. Kaya meron silang sinasamba doon. Yes. Kasi sabihin, sa kanila, kapag hindi malinis ang CR, sabihin, bad luck yun.
Sa Japan.
Yes. Kaya meron silang statistics na kung sa 100, 80 ang hindi naglinis, 20 lang ang naglinis, mas mataas ang income na naglilinis ang CR.
Oh, see? So ngayon 2024, siguraduhin natin malinis ang ating CR bago tayo umalis. Yes. Yan ang ating priority.
Mga bilyonaryo sa Japan, Yamaha, lahat, they clean their own toilet. Sila mismo. May mga may-ari pa talaga. Tinan pero mo? this is a good model for us.
Oo, practice na natin. Mm-hmm. Mga, na hindi lang natin dapat yung harapan ng bahay natin. Of course, lahat kasi syempre nandiyan tayo naglilinis eh. And kumbaga dyan yung ating parang rejuvenation. Doon tayo na-rejuvenate kasi doon tayo nagsascrap, naligo. Yeah. So, importante talaga. That really makes sense. Ano? So, wala good. Namang mawawala kapag talagang gawin natin siya eh. Kasi importante, bahay
yes.
natin to.
Yes, oo. Because that is your temple. That is your church also. So, kaya yung maraming tao na minsan naglalagay lang ng kung ano-anong mga and then at the same time, wala nang respect with the gods, you know. So, lahat yan, kailangan malinis, maayos. Hindi lang kahit saan. Minsan yung mga urn, saan-saan na lang nilalagay.
No.
So, the respect is not there. So, nagiging yin, nagiging negative, nagiging madilim. So, we have to put certain things na dapat nasa tamang lugar.
Yeah. So, ayan, sa mga bahay natin, importante ang CR. Ang pangalawa, Miss Ara, ano ba ang mga iba pang places na dapat nating tuunan ng pansin
the
para
kitchen.
Makapag-attract ng luck. Good energy yes. and good luck? Yeah.
So, the kitchen, we have to check the kitchen. You go to the kitchen, the stove area, kailangan hindi siya nakatikit sa wall ng restroom
or
bathroom.
Ano ibig sabihin? Yung kitchen, stove, hindi dapat nasa
likod ng wall ng CR.
Likod ng wall ng CR. Oh.
Okay, kasi the stove is a salary income or treasure ng buong pamilya. Kapag nakalagay, this is the stove, nilagay mo sa wall, nandito yung
nandito
CR.
Nandito yung CR sa kabila.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, nandito siya nakatikit. It means you're giving your money out to the illness. You're gonna spend a lot of money dun sa illness na yan. Kahit sa pagtulog, dapat hindi yan nakatikit.
I see. So, ibig sabihin, kung nandoon, pwede natin lang natin lipat.
Para yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. So, pwede palang gawa ng paraan.
Meron pa rin way. May solution pa din. That's okay. Why there are so many people also are trying to build some, you know, infrastructures or building. Kailangan ayusin nyo, bantayin nyo buti dahil the metal energy is very weak for the next 20 years dahil the fire element for the cycle is 20 years yan, kawawa yung mga metal. You know?
Yung mga sinong metal? Anong metal?
Mga metal-born.
Ah, yung mga metal-born na yeah. mga
year.
Year nila.
Yeah, like 80, monkey metal, oh, or rooster metal. So, may mga 70, 71, dog and pig metal. So, these are the metal-born year.
So, pero, ano mga, so sila dapat na mag-ingat this year?
The fire, the fire.
Next years.
Yeah, baba yung bahay nila, pronto, baka mamaya, pabaya, di ba? Masunog sila. Hindi natin masabi.
Or, mag-ingat.
Yeah, so, mag-ingat sa driving. Tapos, wala yung, di na nila, parang di na sa nag-iisip pag when they spend. You know, you're burning your money out of nowhere lang.
So, right? Mag-ibig sabihin, mas mag-ingat.
Yes.
Para lang, mas safe tayo.
Yeah, no? They should wear brown colors, art colors to become more stronger.
Mga so, metal
yes.
born.
Kasi igigitna nila yung metal needs earth and the earth will shield the fire, para yung fire hindi niya i-exhaust yung metal born. So, yellow-brown base.
Oh, yan. Naku, balik tayo dun sa bahay. Kasi for sure, ang mga nanonood yes. natin, gusto nila yung enhance pa yung living
the,
area
let's
nila.
Go to the bedroom.
So, CR, ano ko yun sasabihin ko eh. CR, kitchen. So, the bedroom area.
Okay.
So, mga relationships, ayan, sa mga ano natin. Mayroon bang epekto ang bedroom?
So, the love and romance will be because of the fire. There's a lot of romance. But we have to take care of our master's bedroom, no?
Master's bedroom. So, where ang mga parents are staying?
Yeah, so katulad ngayon, syempre, sanay tayo, the kids are around, you know, and the pictures are everywhere in the bedroom. No, the picture should be in the living room for family togetherness. The picture in your master's bedroom should be the couple's photo.
So, ibig sabihin, para mas ma-promote yung magandang relationship ng couple, is dapat, sila lang ang nandoon
yes,
sa bedroom.
Yes.
So, yung buong family, kung kasama yung kids,
outside.
Sa living room?
Yeah.
I see.
That okay. is the proper way of placement, the placement of the photos.
The mga frames.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, kung family siya, bring it to the living room. And then, if the couple's picture into your master's bedroom, para there's a partnership, right? Para okay. nag-attract tayo ng partners in our life. Na dalawa
ko. Kung walang partner, tapos ano lalagay mo?
Picture? Maglalagay ka ng picture ng somebody you really love.
Oh.
So, a masculine figure, you know, an element of a man para mag-attract ng togetherness.
Oh,
kung ikaw lang ay single, wala, lalo na titingnan mo yung bed, baka sagad dun sa wall, or kasi one-sided love lang yun.
Oh, so ibig sabihin, hindi nakasagad yung pinaka, yung sa higaan natin dun sa wall?
Yeah. Oh, nakasandal ka sa wall, ganyan. So, hindi pwede. No, there's no movement. Yeah, there's no movement.
See, okay. Tandaan niyo
kailangan
yan,
by twos din ang bilang ng pillow. Para two.
Kung single ka, dapat dalawa.
Yes.
Alright.
2, 4, 6. Kailangan dalawa yon.
To attract relationship in your life.
Yeah. Especially the color will also be...
So, anong color maganda para makapag-attract na
maganda? Maglagay ng blue para hiwalay agad.
Blue! Hindi. Ano yun?
No. The blue and black are water element that destroys the fire. Fire is love. That's why you should be red, orange, you know, and orange. Maroon or earth element.
I have, ano, parang sa akin, parang earth brown.
Yeah, brown is okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, but not blue, not black, because so, the romance will flash out the energy of love.
So, gusto natin fiery. Yes. And love hot. Okay. Yes.
So, these are some basic, you know, tips, but of course, how we appreciate our partner. And we have to be more resilient or happy the women empowerment for the next 20 years.
And then we need to ano, communicate well. Yeah. I think the best ano, talagang for couples are talagang communication.
Women empowerment tayo ngayon for the next 20 years.
Excellent mga babae.
The young men, last 20 years, 2003, 2023, the BTS, right? So they're very, very famous now, the upcoming 2024 to 2044. Women naman.
Girl group, mga yes. Ganun. Oh.
Leaders also.
Leaders. So mas marami pang mga babae magiging leaders na this year.
Yeah, they have a stronger upcoming energy. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, this is your, you know, wellness. So, keep on continuing. Yes. You know? So, this time around, ano naman yung success? So, the success is we have to put some tribute, your you know, your credentials or certificate in the living room para makita mo, ma-appreciate mo din.
I have it there outside. Yeah. Nako,
so
ayan.
So, it's your trophy, no? So, and the children's also, they will feel so like a promotional or ladder for success. They're gonna feel good at the same time. So, sa mga tao talagang naghahanga na magkaroon ng magandang kaginhawahan sa buhay is, siyempre, tatawag muna tayo sa taas. Nothing else, di ba? Si God muna tayo and the rest will follow. Kailangan we have to accept na kailangan natin sumunod, kailangan natin i-accept na magdagdag ng panibagong skills. Please don't rely too much to other people. We have to work so hard kasi this hard work will be our reward at the same time. Mas marami pa tayong matutulungan. But for now, for me, is like, tayo mga babae kasi, di ba, ano bang dapat meron tayo? We have to look good, we have to feel good, we have to be smart, we have to sharpen our skills every now and then, keep learning non-stop yan. We have to appreciate our partnership kasi the husband and wife or any partners for the next 20 years, sila yung rewarding eh. Nasa kanila yung heavens, like effortless.
So meaning, kung meron kang partner, you'll be more lucky na yes, because meron kang katuwang.
Yes.
Then kapag wala naman, so who will you be your parang companion? Parang mas ma-attract siya.
Yes, for example, if you're into the business, your team. You know?
Your team. Kailangan palakasin natin yes, yung team kapag halimbawa
your team should
meron
be,
kang company.
Yeah, like, hindi pwedeng isa lang. Hindi pwedeng boss lang. Everybody should be trained to be a leader so that there would be another leader to train.
Nice.
Para lumalawak, right? Especially your kids are also your soldiers, right? So this time, you know, I see you how you organize them and train them. Sa bahay pa lang, a little government na to eh.
I know, yeah. This everything starts in your house. So I believe that. And ako, naging practice ko rin talaga na the kids should, know what to, what to do. In fact, dito lahat nagsistart yan. Kung how they communicate to others,
yeah,
dapat dito nagsisimula. And how you communicate to your parents. To
yeah, your, especially the money. You're so very disciplined. Hindi niya dinadala sa mall.
Siyempre, nagtitipid ka.
No, not that tipid. It's the discipline that should you do. You know, they're focused lang talaga sa studies. When they go out talagang food lang talaga.
Yeah, and then
there's, there's a reward lang for shopping. But di nila alam yun, I want this, no. Mm-hmm. That's a good discipline.
It's something that kapag meron silang nagawang maganda, I reward them to, eat outside and you eat whatever they yes, want, diba? Pero may limit lahat. So, hindi naman parati. And I think naging practice namin yun. Kaya hindi naghahangad ng sobra yung mga bata.
Yeah. Diba? That's like coming from a mom. And that's the foundation. So tayo pa lang umpisahan na muna sa bahay. Kasi kung hindi mo sila na-train dito pa lang, paano nila mapupunta sa labas, right?
Yeah.
So they will get confused and go to other barkadas na mali. So ang tanong mo din kanina is the promotion of harmony is number one.
In a family, yes. Especially the kids. Okay.
Yes.
That's ganito kasi Ms. Ara. So halimbawa, ang parents are having a hard time with their kids. So ano ba ang mga pwede nating i-enhance para mas maging maganda yung relationship ng isang buong family, yung relationship ng parents to the kids, kasi especially, you know, sa social media,
yes.
No? So kung mapapansin mo, actually, ako bilang mother din, ano, I'm really having a hard time sometimes to communicate. Kasi minsan may napapanood sila. So as much as I want to, you know, to yes. monitor them, syempre hindi naman lahat. So, paano ba yung mga ganun? Yung mga gap ng mga, yan, generation gap, syempre, medyo malayo ng konti. Paano ba lalo mas ma-enhance in the way na feng shui practice
right.
mo?
Alright. So, the practice of writing, that is the number one communications. Mm-hmm. So, the children cannot write anymore because they're towards the online.
True.
They cannot express their emotions. So, practice writing communication.
So, how will you do that? Ako, mother ako, halimbawa, I want to say something for me because ito, mali yung ginawa
yeah.
nila. Or,
you,
so, how will I do
you
that?
You will do your evaluation.
Parang teacher. Parang yes. ginagawa ko rin yan. Yes. Eh, pero gagawin ko rin yes. sa mga bata.
So, si eldest, si second, you have to your evaluation. And then, magkakaroon sila na parang, ah, yun pala yung dapat kong gawin.
Upasahin na lang nila. So, gagawa ko ng love letter.
Yes.
Ganun ba?
Yes.
And then, I'll give it one by one sa panganay, sa pangalawa.
Yes. Yes. Para sila
okay,
din.
Okay, maganda yan.
Kasi I grew up to my dad's way of discipline na you have to write all your problems and behind it is your solution, no? And then, the mom or the father will check if kakayanin. Kung ano yung mga emotions mo rin na ilalabas. Kasi sometimes, di ba, we have so much nararamdaman inside. Tapos bigla na lang nagre-rebelde. So, true writing will be the expression.
Nice. Oh, kasi minsan totoo lang bilang parents. So sometimes, sa dami ng mga nangyayari, you wanna open up the kids na ganito dapat. Pero sometimes, naghirap din eh. So, ang way pala para mas mabawasan yung stress natin in terms sa mga sa bahay,
yeah.
is to write.
Everything. Yeah, they should have practice journaling na rin as early.
And then give it to them, no? Itong parang observation,
yes.
tama ba? And then, if possible, ito yung, or the kids will, actually, it's more of like communication talaga. If
yes.
the kids want this, and then you can, you know, ask
yeah.
parang ano bang best na gusto nilang, kumbaga mas effective. Kasi hindi rin mag-work
hindi
out kasi kapag ikaw lang
yeah, pag-dictatorial kasi the children will get confused. But the children mm-hmm. will become more like sinusunod ka lang, pero behind his back, no, nothing, no respect, right? But when they start writing, and then they say, I love you, you know, we have to say it, I love you all the time. Because it's a good feeling, and also writing, natututo sila to become a more loving person.
True.
Inside and outside. Kaya simula pa lang ngayon, practice na yung writing, journaling. Ugali mo na yon, minamana na lang ng mga bata.
Yeah, I love to write. But kasi ngayon, puro na social media, phone, diba? So, iba pa rin yung nagsusulat ka.
Yes.
At nakikita, ikaw yung nag-effort. Coming from your hand, with the pen, using the pen, isusulat mo kasi nag-effort ka.
Yes.
Diba? Aside from, hindi mo alam kung saan nila na ko yung
yeah.
message,
yeah.
galing kasi sa utak mo,
yes.
sa puso mo,
yes.
isusulat mo. I think that's really
the,
effective.
That's a very, that's a secret of writing because the energy towards here goes to your brain and then the memory and the blueprints. It's like a trademark already. Your blueprint, it's like what you like, what you want, the manifestation. You should write what you really like. Diba pag humihiling tayo, mga gusto ko ng sapatos, color red, may ribbon. Parang kay God din, pag humihiling tayo, huwag mo hihilingin yung pera. Hihilingin mo yung opportunity. God, give me this opportunity.
Way,
I know.
Oh,
yeah. I know that I will meet this person.
Instrument
yes.
that will yung gusto mo mangyari will happen.
I-detail mo na kung ano gusto mo.
Hindi mo bibigay sa'yo directly
no.
eh, right?
At bigyan ka ng pera, di mo naman saan dadalhin eh. Kailangan alam mo na kung saan mo dadalhin yung pera. I want to go to abroad, I want to meet these people, I want to do this. Alam mo na kung saan mo siya gagawin. Kasi naka-built-in na yan sa katawan natin, naka-download na yan. up na lang yan. Pag sinabi mong yes, bubukas yan.
Okay. So, see, the feng shui really nasa positive side in a good harmony. So, yung mga iba dyan na mali ang, kumbaga, totoo lang, may mga ilan na hindi naman naniniwala. Wala naman. Pero ito, tingnan mo, naririnig nyo mismo kay Miss Ara na lahat yan is good flow of energy and a proper way to, you know, to balance everything. It's just the common sense. And it's like something, oo, practical ka in a way na hindi ka nakakasagasan ng tao. Everything good you do is good. Maganda ang balik.
Yeah.
Tama ba yun?
Yeah.
No? Parang yan yung golden rule.
Yeah, for example, if you feel like down and then you're complaining like why these people are trying to ruin you because you're in the wrong place, you're in the wrong people, just let go.
Right? Yeah, let go of those people, diba? And sometimes, kailangan minsan nabibigyan ka ng ganun to realize things.
To grow from it.
Yeah, ikaw rin ang makaka-realize.
Yeah.
So, that is something na I think na naging tulong din ng feng shui na it's just a balance of harmony. So, balance ng harmony, ano pa ba, Miss Ara, ang maganda sa bahay para makapag-promote ng good health.
Okay, good health is...
Ay, kanina, CR, sabi mo, no? Ano pa ba sa bahay natin dapat natin
yung dining table natin should have fruits always there, the round fruits, the circular, the endless, infinity. We have to have it every now and then.
Every day.
So, para naman to attract this kind, kung wala naman, the happiness of eating. Right?
Sabi nila may mga swerte bang prutas. Totoo ba yun? Or ano ba ang tingin nila?
Every fruit is a gift. But of course, siyempre, it's feng shui. It's a circular one. Huwag naman yung maasim. Siyempre, di ba?
Dapat ba matamis?
Yeah, dapat ba matamis. Yung tama lang. You know, the apple and the oranges. Don't exceed too much. But the happiness towards, yun, in the dining is like when you cook, di ba? You feel the happiness. The memory is there. You know, and the celebration. Sama-sama. Tayo mga Pinoy naman, kahit nasa abroad ba yan, di ba? They're gonna make sure na may ilalabas at may ilalabas. So, sa pagpasok ng Chinese New Year.
Chinese.
Yeah.
Kailan ba ulit, Miss Ara?
February 10, 2024.
February 10.
Maswerte tayo. January 1, Lunar. Westernized. And the Chinese. Ang dami nating New Year. Hindi pa tayo magbabago. So, you have to have...
So, ibig sabihin, marami pa tayong binigyan. Yeah, binigyan tayo ng maraming chance.
Yes. Okay. And this chance is us. We cannot change, but we become better.
Yeah, right. I believe that. Hindi naman natin kailangang baguhin sarili natin. Ano lang, kung ano yan... ito tayo, but develop mo lang kung ano yung mga good habits.
Let go lahat yung hindi na kailangan.
And be more kind. Yeah. Naku, ako naniniwala ko, Miss Ara, tama?
Yes.
Just be kind to others. Be kind to ourselves.
Yes. Tsaka yung ano, yung halimbawa, dadalhin ko pa ba to next year or hindi? Diba? So, yung mga pagpapatawad mahirap, pero we have to let go and let God. We are only a vessel here na isa lang tayong paraan para dumaloy ulit. No, kapag meron tayong dala-dala mabigat din natin, nadadala pa yung mga bago na energy. So this year is, you know, a blessing and everything would be, you know, like what you said in the professional job. So we have to add more skills, be more thankful, grateful, and then lahat na nakatulong sa atin, pasalamatan natin, and lahat ipagdasal din natin na huwag tayong dapuan ng any illnesses, you know. Mahirap kasi yan dahil the wealth will go, you know, to sa gasto sa illness. Pabahay pa lang pisahan na natin. Kahit mahirap, gawin natin dahan-dahan.
Mag-finish.
Yes, room by room. Room by room. Di naman kailangan lahat. You know? Tapos yung ayaw mag-let go, ibenta nyo na para maging pera.
Ang magamit na, ano, no?
Mahilig tayo kasing lahat, pag open ng space, gusto natin lahat meron eh. But that's not good. Mahihirapan na lang tayo. We have to celebrate the people, the loved ones that we have in our house. Hindi dahil kung ano lang yung meron tayo na magagandang bagay. The family is very important.
I believe that. At the end of the day, it's our family. Yung image of family natin, yan ang makakapagbigay ng magandang positive energy sa atin. As long as we love each other, we care for each other, everything's okay.
Yes.
Babayaan na natin lahat ng negative sa labas.
Yeah.
Kasi pag uuwi natin sa bahay, yan naman, kung sino mga kasama natin, let's start with them. Good relationship, yes. Good communication. Yes.
If you vibrate the energy when I see Miss Ellie, wow! You know, you feel so good, you know? And that's why we have to go out also feeling good and then we feel so successful. We have to celebrate life every now and then. Pag may nangyayari hindi maganda, dasal lang tayo. Dasal lang, wala nang iba. You know? And then pag humiga ka at marami kang nararamdaman, yung higaan mo, alisin mo yung mga bedsheet, bigyan mo ng asin after 10 minutes. Huh. It will cleanse everything and then balik ulit. You know, kasi the energy galing sa labas na absorb din natin yan. And then sa bahay, nare-receive na yan. So that's why akala natin, saan nang gagaling?
So pinapagpag yung bed using wisik-wisik of
The asin.
Asin.
And like the sofa. Remember, like you have done it in the sofa. Like somebody, your friends are so toxic na. Don't bring them there. Do it. Cleanse it. And then the incense. You know, the incense is the one very important kasi marami ng untimely death. So these will help na, may happy yung mga tao dyan. Di ako papasok.
So Miss Ara, kailan mo ba dapat ginagamit ang incense?
And morning.
Oh, sa morning. Yeah. So how do you do that? So halimbawa, kung meron kang up and down na bahay, where do you start? Sa taas? Sa baba?
Sa baba. So main door, you have 3 sticks all throughout the rooms. Pag naubos, ibaba lang, kuha ulit ng 3.
So per area, you have 3 sticks.
Yeah, like for example, 3 sticks, kung hindi umabot, kuha ka ulit another 3 sticks.
Ah, parang i-continue mo siya. Oh, see.
Dapat so, hindi napapatid yung incense. Dapat matapos.
So 3 is okay. Mm. Wow, see, that's good.
Yeah. Kasi
maganda rin yan, para pang tanggal lang lamok.
Tama? Yes.
And bad energy.
Yeah.
And maganda. Actually, mabaw yung incense. Kaya, I like the smell.
That's why sa simbahan, may mararaming incense kasi maraming ang grieving. They feel bad, you know. Para yung mga unseen spirits, they will just go out. Ah, meron pala dito happy people. I don't want to be here.
Oh, you know. Right. So, dapat, yan, every morning, yan, mag-incense para mas maganda na makapag-promote tayo ng magandang
Tsaka mental programming. Mental programming, like when you wake up, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings. This is the new day. Everything will be fine. Bago matulog, same thing pa din. Papasasalamat pa din hanggang sa pagising. Sa lahat ng mga taong tumutulong sa atin, pasasalamat. And thank you to TNC and to Beyond Beauty, you know, and Lorey, congratulations for your hard work with all your wisdom. Miss Ellie, thank you so much for your invitation. It's a pleasure.
Ayan, ako, before we end it, I'm so grateful naman that pinagbigyan mo kami at marami. Alam mo, kulang yung oras natin para
mas marami pa tayo. Mahaba-haba pa next year.
Pero kasi, we can invite you again before the Chinese New Year. Para yung mga tips, ano. So before we end it, ito lang my question. So kanina, you discussed about yung mga physical spaces and how that does Feng Shui extend harness a good energy in our house. So paano naman ang Feng Shui makakatulong para ma-extend yung personal well-being, overall mental health natin? How does Feng Shui help para mas makapag-create ng mas positive energy within us? Ayan. Kanina space, di ba? Bahay, workplace. Well-being.
For well-being, we have to assess ourselves that are we ready to face the new technology. We have to adjust kasi talaga. We have to transform.
Naku, yung mga taong hindi pa sanay na puro ano lang.
May iiwan.
So adjust talaga.
Yeah, we have to adjust and we have to help them also at the same time. And then, we have to start, you know, decluttering everything that we don't need. Please. Tama na.
So, what do you mean decluttering? Yung mga personal
stuff
ko.
Mga,
halimbawa, may mga personal stuffs ako, I let it go na.
Yeah. Okay. Just like, sobra na yung shoes, sobra na yung damit, sobra na yung ganito.
Bigay na natin. Yeah. Ako namimigay ako.
Yes. So, we have to start seeing our, like, added pa ba kailangan. We have to see more videos, documentary. We have to learn by ourselves also at the same time. Para, then, never be shy to ask your mentors and your friends that you need this another extension of skills. Kailangan lang natin tanggapin na kulang pa tayo. Kailangan pa nating magdagdag. Kahit magdagdag pa tayo, marami pa tayong matutulungan. Kaya huwag tayong mag-alala na, ang dami ko ng blessing eh, nakakatakot na, baka ako naman ay makidnap. Sabi ko, syempre, it's how you deal it. Pag sobra-sobra naman yung exposure mo sa social media, do you think that would be an eye, you know, an eye for bad?
And being responsible. Yeah. Ako, I always correct. Promote to be, you know, pagiging influencer should also be responsible. Anything. Kaya nga influential ka. Influencer are
influential people na you are being a role model, dapat din be responsible in all your contents. So now ako, nagpapasalamat ako sa TNC, no? You know, the new channel is really doing good in, you know, creating talagang inaano niya, kino-create niya lahat ng mga programs na puro positive lang. So yan, with the people like Apple and other staffs, talagang maganda rito sa The New Channel. And nakikita mo ba, anong mga makikita mong sa The New Channel?
This will become more beyond. This is the new transition of the digital era, of the communications, it's the live stream and communications. This is the start already. So wala nang tayong excuse. Everything is here, right? And then, you also, like, the people, the leaders, like you also, is extending your expertise towards the communications. And sana lumawak pa ulit at beyond all over the world, maging prosperous lahat tayo. And TNC, more power. Thank you.
Yeah, there are also other programs here in TNC na magandang. Marami kayo mapupunutan.
Abangan.
Abangan nyo. Marami yan. From health to mga political issues and mga legal issues. Yes. Lahat yan. Marami. Kasi ang TNC always promotes
hindi kasi
mga
kinakaya,
good diba? Content talaga.
Hindi kinakaya ng isang channel lang. So the people are always wanting to learn. So this is the new trend. You know?
Yeah. Siyempre, dito tayo sa The New Channel. Tune in parati. Okay. Nako, napromoto natin. Pero susunod, abangan ka namin.
Let's go for the Sojak, guys. Sojak, the 12 Sojaks.
Okay. So, next natin episode siguro, invite ka namin for the Chinese New Year. Yes. Ano mga preparations?
Yeah.
Ano bang mga asahan natin ng mga Sojak ba na maswerte?
Yes.
Nako, abangan natin yan. Sige. Nako, again, thank you, Miss Ara. At kulang na yung oras natin, bitin na bitin, but we are so thankful na naging masyadong kumbaga prosperous yung ating episode ngayon.
Exciting na eh. Naging init pa lang tayo eh.
Oo, di ba? So, lahat sa mga gusto pang malaman yung kanilang magandang buhay this 2024, abangan natin. Hindi, abangan natin next year. Tapos mag-leave kayo ng comment or sa mismo sa The New Channel, ask questions and how you can reach Miss Ara and, you know, she can help us, you know, at least in a way guide us. Pero syempre tayo pa rin yan, ano? But again, thank you so much. Thank you for your love and friendship.
Thank you so much and more power.
Yes, thank you. And again, maraming salamat po sa mga nanunood sa atin dyan. At abangan nyo kami parati every Tuesday, 9 p.m. po. Thank you. This is Ella Laura of Beyond Beauty.
Ang 40D, tungtulong patibayan ng vital organs. Iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.
Ubo, mabilis lumala.
Kaya
Red dapat agapan. Dapat Musol Mucs Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. Musol Mucs Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.
Thank you.